You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns, joined by Joe Ovenall, who's been on a few podcasts before. He's done an England rant. He hates England like us all. Joe, thank you for coming in and sitting in for Dom.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Good afternoon. Hello to all the lovely listeners around the world. I've been checking on our Audio Boom site, and we're getting listens, Joe, from places like Canada.
That's where you want to get the listens.
Sydney, Australia. Have you heard of that?
Yep.
Because I've heard of that, and that's on the other side of the world. So if you're listening on the other side of the world, really pleasure to have you here. Thank you for listening. We're currently on 41,000 listens on our Audio Boom account, which is quite shocking, and I'm very proud of that.
It's terrific.
We're trying to get 100,000 by Christmas. So I don't know why I'm already asking people listening to keep listening, but keep listening, because I'm very proud of you lot, as I am with me and Dom, and obviously Joe.
Yep.
Is the reason
we're, the saviour.
We're so high up with all the listens. But there's only really one game that I want to concentrate on, Joe. Liverpool versus Manchester United. It's Jurgen Klopp versus Jose Mourinho. It's the high press versus the high wages. It's red versus red. It's Merseyside versus Lancashire. It's the Beatles versus Oasis. And of course, it is Jamie Carragher versus Gary Neville on the Monday Night Football. How excited are you, not only for the football, but for the Monday Night Football?
Terribly. Well, first of all, when you first asked me to do this, when you said we're going to go through this game, I thought you were going to say Watford against Middlesbrough. Glad you didn't.
Yeah, we're not doing Watford.
Very much
Mirror.
Up for this one.
Middlesbrough. Yep. The people in Australia are very happy we're not doing.
Yeah, that's another thing. Prime football nations with Canada and Australia. That's where you want your listens.
All right, okay. So we've got to kind of wait all Saturday and all Sunday until Monday comes along. We've got to sit through work 9 to 5 until we get home and 7 o'clock. Because the game kicks off at 8, but it's actually starting at 7 o'clock when Monday Night Football starts. Liverpool have been in pretty decent form, Joe, but Man United are only 3 points behind. It's the type of game, if Man United win this, this can really kick-start the season.
It's all back on with City doing what they're doing, and it's just going to be so close, I think, like all of it.
I hope so. Have you got an inkling where this one's going to go?
This game or
this, this game?
Yeah,
this game.
Yes, I do.
Oh, are you going to tell us?
I think it's going to go United.
Really?
Yep, I've liked Liverpool a lot this season, yeah. But the defensive frailties, I think Ibrahimovic is going to exploit that.
You know what? I'm a Leeds fan, and I kind of feel the same.
Yeah.
I feel this has just got Mourinho masterclass yep. all over it. The dark arts will be coming out. It'll be bloody Gryffindor versus Slytherin.
Right back in his box, won't
he? He will get him right back in his box. Joe, I've been fascinated by the BBC Sport website because they've asked football fans to name their all-time Liverpool versus Manchester United 11. What a set of players these clubs have had.
Almost impossible.
It has been almost impossible, but I think I've done it. And Joe, you've had a go at it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like it because I'm missing so many players, but it's still an incredible team.
Well, let's go through it. In goal, I thought it was a straight shootout between Ray Clements and, oh my God, Peter Schmeichel. Who have you gone for?
Peter Schmeichel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm already going to go against you, Joe.
Yep.
Ray Clements.
Well, you're on.
Three Champions Leagues. Three European Cups.
Just the one for Schmeichel, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's three times as many for my goalkeeper.
Do you remember in that semi-final, Peter Schmeichel, not anything to do with his football, not anything to do with his commanding presence.
Yeah.
The ability to do a cartwheel. Get flexibility.
That's probably what he has got over Ray Clements. Two unbelievable goalkeepers,
yeah.
though. What an array of trophies they've both got. And these teams are just full of just trophies.
It's incredible. Look at it.
So, keeper, one of us has gone for Schmeichel, one of us has gone for Clements. I'm not going to argue too much. There's not much difference, I don't think.
They're goalkeepers at the end of the day, aren't they?
The teams that we've got, I hope they won't be saving many goals. Formation at the back, what have you gone?
I've gone flat back four.
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
It is a classic English flat back four.
Oh, yes.
Can you name me that four, please, Joe?
What I've done, they give you a choice of taking any of the defenders, so you don't have to pick fullbacks, but I've tried to keep it, go with their positions.
I like that.
So left back, I've taken Dennis Irwin.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I was very young, but I always remember his name in the spotlight for one reason, really. He took penalties. When you've got a man that takes penalties as a fullback, you know he's got confidence, you know he's going to lead, you know he's brave. So
Roy Keane, that's my man. I think, said he was probably in the top three best players he's ever played with.
There you go.
Great
that's
with
a
both.
Statement,
that is a great statement. Dennis Irwin, great with both feet.
Yep.
Absolutely. Free kicks, as you say, penalties.
Yep.
Must be one of the highest scoring defenders of all time.
This is the thing, I remember playing LMA Manager when I was a kid, very young, so about nine then, and his rating bar was astronomical.
Astronomical.
For this pretty terrible looking, slightly overweight fullback.
But he's in your all time Liverpool Man United 11.
Yeah.
Love it. So that's one of the fullbacks. Who's the other one?
Gary Neville. Oh, there's a reason, which we'll come on to later. But
is it because
Gary
he's
Neville.
The best pundit of all time?
Possibly.
He's not the best manager, though. Interesting. Was there anyone in the Liverpool squad that could have gone there?
I've not got any Liverpool defensive players.
Oh,
goalkeeper.
Seriously?
Yep. Yeah, and my reasons will become clear shortly.
Okay, go on then, read out the two centre-backs.
Taking Neville at right-back, which we'll come on to in a bit, but Vidic and Ferdinand, because when they were in their prime, that season when they had Ronaldo, when Rooney was on form, Tevez, I'd never seen a centre-back partnership. I do apologise because my team is quite modern, but I've just never seen it click at the back like it did with those two.
They're seemingly best mates, weren't they?
Yeah,
if one of them got in trouble, it was like if they were on a night out and someone got in a scrap, Vidic is behind Ferdinand.
Yep.
He is helping you out and he's going to clear that ball with the head or headbutt that VK that's flying at Ferdinand's face. I don't know what I'm on about. So that's Joe's Man United back four. I've gone for a stylish three at the back.
Oh, nice.
Just because of the quality of the centre-backs. All three of my centre-backs, I think, are absolute Rolls Royces.
Mm-hmm.
Just can cover the whole side of the pitch. So I don't even feel like I need fullbacks with this quality of centre-back. First one, Rio Ferdinand. As a Leeds fan, it was such a shame when he went to Man United, but he won everything at that club. He was unbelievable with his feet. John Stones, who's playing brilliant in Man City, you just kind of think, would a player like John Stones be around if it wasn't for someone like Rio Ferdinand?
Exactly that. Innovative.
Yes, but I think someone who Ferdinand must have styled himself on, I know he wouldn't like saying it being a Manchester United fan, but Alan Hansen.
Yep, he was my next choice if I was going to go for it. But
just, he looks so tall and skinny.
Yep.
And you're thinking in the 70s, you're going to get bullied. But every story and every game you see of Alan Hansen playing, just a beautiful footballer.
Yeah.
Absolute beautiful footballer.
Complete defender.
Yeah.
On the ball, in the air.
Yeah. Exactly.
Everything.
Great pundit as well. In the middle, another great pundit. The real reason I chose Phil Thompson is because I've never seen a picture of Phil Thompson when he wasn't holding a trophy. He's always got a trophy above his head. He's won, I think he won two out of the three European Cups for Liverpool. Great defender. Look at his nose, for God's sake. He's had that broken a few times, and that is what a centre-back needs to do.
It's an easy target, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very easy target, Phil Thompson's nose. That back three, great pundits.
Mm-hmm.
Ferdinand, Thompson, Alan Hansen. You've got one in G Nev at the back. All these players are so good.
I'll take yours as well.
Yeah.
Like I said, mine have their reasons. They're not necessarily, I don't think, the best players.
Okay.
But the partnership is what I was thinking about. And
definitely.
Then it'll be the partnership with Neville in a minute as well.
I know where you're going. I think I know where you're going there.
Yep.
Go on, into your midfield.
We'll start on the right then.
Yeah.
David Beckham.
Oh.
But first of all, wand of a right foot.
Sexy.
Second, I think you're sexy. Heroic, basing it on that goal for England against Greece, 2002. Unbelievable. But the first time I remember marauding fullback with Gary Neville, and I know there was the whole thing, they were best mates.
I think
he was best man at his wedding, something like that, I don't know. But just the way that partnership worked, was never blessed with any ability, and he would not set foot in midfield. But for some reason, he just overlapped Beckham constantly.
I know.
And that just freed up Beckham so much to just give him the space that he needed to put that ball in the box.
I watched Class of 92 the other week.
Yeah.
And I've said it twice already, but I'm a Leeds United fan, but it was impressive what they did, weren't they? I don't think it'll ever be replicated.
No, there was a crop there coming through. And
unbelievable.
Was it on purpose or...?
Well, who knows? Maybe their mum and dad's got together and were like, we're going to have kids at this exact same
right, let's do
time.
This. One of them parties.
Yeah, one of them parties. Right, I've got a five in midfield, so I'm going to go for my right side. CR7, I believe to be the second best footballer of all time. Just a goal machine. A lot of his shots, I know the ones from distance, but when he's in the box, he always hits the target. And there was a point at Manchester United where you're like, is this kid really going to be
the complete package yet? Is he going to make it?
He's flicked one season and it just goals.
Yep.
Strength.
Scary.
He doubled in size in that one season.
And I think that is possibly what did it, because it made him the player that, the presence in the box, so the centre forward, which I've got him as a centre forward.
Right, okay.
But he was blessed with so much pace and so much technical ability on the floor. You've seen he does the showbots, but the one thing that I think Messi has had over him is passing ability.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that he's not right up there with the best passers in the world, because he completely is. It's just unbelievable.
He's his goal scoring records, amazing.
Yep.
He's absolutely amazing. One of the best Manchester United players of all time. One of the best players we've ever seen. Right, yeah. Stepping into the middle. What have you got?
I've got four midfielders. Yeah.
Okay. So
4-4-2 for me.
You're two centre mids.
I've gone for George Best. Put him in the centre just because.
George Best.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Well, I put him in the centre because I wanted him on the left, but I've got somebody else on the left. So what I've got him is a bit of a number 10.
Right.
So
what, in a two?
Yeah. Well, when you've got that centre-back pairing, then you don't even need a midfield. You could stick six up top.
George Best, but I can't see him in a midfield.
Well, what I'm hoping is he comes back and he picks the ball up and he carries the ball, because my other central midfielder,
which is
Steven Gerrard,
right,
is going to be spraying the ball. So you've got both forms of attack there.
Okay.
If it's not working with the dribbling skills of Best and my left midfielder,
short and long,
then
like it,
we'll get Gerrard doing the old QB role and putting it straight up top to Big Ronaldo.
Two fantastic players, George Best, who's in my team.
Yep.
I'm not going to say where he's playing yet. Steven Gerrard, great player. They're not in my midfield. I've got three centre mids, Roy Keane and Graham Souness. I would love to see that. I would love to see that in the same team. And then Bobby Charlton, the goal scorer in that midfield. I cannot say Steven Gerrard is better than Bobby Charlton, Roy Keane or Graham Souness. I can't say that Scholes is better than them three. Sorry, two of them three, Roy Keane and Souness, I think are the best centre mids.
Well, Souness for me, and this is going by parental upbringing,
parental guidance, you're not allowed to watch Souness.
Not allowed to watch Souness or Keane because it's too violent. No, because Roy Keane was my dad's favourite player, and still is to this day, favourite player of all time.
Did he hit you as a kid?
Who, Roy Keane?
Your dad?
Or my dad? Both. That was the way it worked, wasn't it? If it didn't do your job, you won't get hit.
Yeah.
I toyed with Roy Keane.
Okay.
But for me, and this is a bit offensive because he could play football. He could completely play football.
Yeah.
But for me, Gerrard packs that aggression. He packs that heart, that drive, but slightly edges it on the footballing ability.
Okay.
I don't know. Possibly unfair there. I don't know.
Yeah, my team's more maybe about trophies. I know everyone said it about Gerrard, and he has won the Champions League. He's won FA Cups. He's won League Cups. But Roy Keane, 3-5 Premier League titles, and he drove that team forward.
Yeah.
It's a 38 game season, and Roy Keane is a leader for them 38 games. Steven Gerrard is a great leader, but he never did it for that period of time. He never took his team to the title, and Roy Keane did it on multiple occasions. That's maybe why I'd just pick him, but two unbelievable footballers.
Do you ever possibly think, though, if Steven Gerrard had have made that move to Chelsea, or if he'd have been at a
Definitely.
Liverpool team with more around him? I mean, they should never have won the Champions League in 2005.
No.
When you've got Luis Garcia being one of your star men throughout a whole campaign, I think we need to give Gerrard a little bit more accolade for what he's done at a club that
loyalty,
he's never had a world-class team.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Loyalty,
yeah.
Unbelievable. This is just what divides opinion. This is why we've both done our 11. So, on the left of your four, I'm imagining player whipping his top off with a hairy chest.
Well, this is where you're wrong.
Oh!
He was in there until the very end.
Was it?
And then there was a straight swap. So Giggs was childhood hero.
Okay.
But this player is the player that my dad said, again, going by dad, I styled myself on, apparently. Between this player and Joe Cole, it was me. Kevin Keegan.
Oh,
on the left.
I
don't know. Yeah, we can put him on the left. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I was very slight at that age, very short, aggression.
Great
and I
perm.
Think complete passion for football as well.
Yeah.
And the big thing for me, went abroad.
Won the Ballon d'Or at Hamburg. So
unbelievable that.
Yeah, great footballer. Just a lovely bloke, as you said.
On
my left, he didn't play for Manchester United. He played for the people. George Best. He's a rock star who played football, isn't he?
Another great set of chest there.
That's why he got all the women.
Yep.
That's why he got all the women. Can you imagine him on the surfaces, the modern surfaces of today?
It's scary, isn't it? Well, it's messy, isn't it?
He is messy, yeah. He is the messy of the time. And you say it's a shame of what happened to him with the drink and everything, but that all seems to make his personality better. And
yep.
Obviously, what happened was awful, and in the end, it was his downfall. But as I say, he was a rock star, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was
exactly
the fifth Beatle.
Yeah.
An unbelievable footballer.
You look at players like Mario Balotelli, and they are very entertaining off the pitch, so they're making people interested in football, but it's nothing to do with the game. George Best, he would do that during the week, maybe not so illegal, but he'd do fun stuff. He'd go out and be a good lad, enjoy his life, albeit a bit too much in the end, but he'd also turn up on a Saturday.
Definitely.
And nobody could say a word to him because he was putting in the performance.
Yeah. My only problem was, if he would be playing in 2016, was I think he'd get caught out on Snapchat a few times of him in bars
too
in
many
Manchester.
Balloons.
Yeah, too many balloons.
Him and Jack Grealish on a night out.
Yeah, definitely. So we move up front.
Yeah.
What
so
you,
I said I've...
Have you got two up front?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my first one was Ronaldo.
Okay.
Goes without saying. One of the best players of all time. Arguably the best player of all time.
Yeah.
Second, Luis Suarez.
Wow. You're just wrong.
Really?
Yeah, I do think you are. Got to have Luis Suarez's manager when he was at Liverpool. You've got to have the king, Kenny.
Yeah.
That Dalglish, what a footballer, man.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
We're Scottish for starters. So,
I love all the Scottish listeners. If,
oh, so do
Joe's opinion.
The accent is wonderful,
right.
Yeah. Suarez, though, one of my big things is about culture in football, and I think that's a big issue in the England team. I don't know if it's a complete coincidence. Joe Hart's first game back for England after spending, what, a month abroad, a month and a half? Inspired performance the other day. I'm always one for players to go and get a different culture, and I think that's a big problem with England, because you look at other international squads and they've got a squad built from about four or five top European nations.
Understood.
Playing in those nations. And so when you've got Luis Suarez that's completely slaughtered it in Holland, completely slaughtered it in England, and now
slaughtered arguably Slavovanovic's arm as well.
Yeah, and
Chiellini.
That's
Chiellini.
Chiellini. Yeah, Chiellini, that's the one. But yeah, so I think when you can prove that you've been everywhere, not everywhere, but a variety of places, and still maintained a complete form and not dropped in any way. Nobody can stop him, basically. There's no style of football that can stop him.
I understand. So it's Ronaldo and Suarez up front for Joe. I've gone for two legends of their clubs. I've gone for Kenny Dalglish, as I've said. And then on the other side, Dennis Law.
Nice, because good shout.
If I'm going to have Bobby Charlton, if I'm going to have George Best, I want to have Law as well. It just makes the trident. We picked two unbelievable teams, but credit to...
What I mean, it's impossible.
Well, mate, you're not going to pick a bad team with the players that Man United and Liverpool have had in the squad.
Well, I did see Ole Gunnar Solskjaer on there.
Can I ask?
Is it just a quick word on him? Obviously, super sub.
Solskjaer.
Yeah. But a brilliant player.
Oh, yeah.
But is he anywhere near a best 11 from Man United Liverpool?
No. The answer is no. Here's a question. Man United play Liverpool on Monday. Any players in the current two teams can get in your team now?
Liverpool, absolutely not.
Well, you're not going to have Simon Mignolet in goal?
Well, he was on my bench, so no.
Okay.
Is the answer.
Maybe Zlatan. Maybe he's the closest who could get into it. Rooney, when he was in his peak.
Rooney almost made my team, but then it got me thinking too much about how many seasons has it been the complete top of the game.
Exactly. Well, it's been a pleasure doing these 11s. Thank you, Joe, for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening once again. You can get involved with the conversation. It's at the Football Hour. If you're listening on iTunes, please press that subscribe button. I've been Alex Mearns, and you've been listening to the Football Hour. Goodbye.
You're listening to the Football Hour.
Thought you could get rid of me? Well, you can't. It's Sean Dyche, back again, football manager and guest presenter of the Football Hour. When this podcast is finished, go and do me a favour and follow the podcast on Twitter via @TheFootballHour. You better do me, Sean Dyche, this favour, or I will make sure whatever football club you support, my Burnley FC,